Jones because Sean doesn't show up anymore. And let me tell you, it is chaos in our house this morning. It's snowing. The puppy has never seen snow. And I don't have a podcast studio other than my office desk right now. Apologies. So this, you might hear scampering or even music. Who the heck knows? That's how my life is. But this episode is all about to IE or to EG. That is the squeaky puppy question. And the point here is that sometimes you see these little bastards in texts, or you might want to put them in there yourself in your novel, IE or EG. And I'm not here to tell you to be fancy or not, but I am here to tell you how to be fancy correctly and not look like a schmuck, which is what I am right now, trying to do a podcast in such a noisy place. EG is short for exempli gratia. I can't speak Latin. I got an A, but I still can't say it. But that just means for example. But this is a real example for you to like use in your story. So when you use EG, you mean here are examples. IE is short for id est, which pretty much means that is, or in other words. This one you use like you're saying in other words or in essence. It usually clarifies things. So you could say, I like books, e.g. big books, small books, happy books, cookbooks, all books that rhyme, all books about crime, all books are out of time. And someone might punch you if you say that, but whatever, you do you. For i.e., you would write, I like books, i.e. anything that I can read and is bound or on my Kindle or Nook. You're clarifying what books are. Or you could say, I like some books, i.e. anything by Carrie Jones, and only Carrie Jones. She's pretty pathetic and I should support her. Shameless, yet self-deprecating, self-plug up there. So there you go, i.e. versus e.g. Which one is it? You choose. Thanks for listening to Write Better Now. The music you hear is made available through the Creative Commons, and it's a bit of a shortened track from the fantastic Mr. Ruse, and the track is Arctic Air, and the album is Winter Haze Summer Days. For exclusive paid content, check out my Substack, Living Happy and Write Better Now. It's basically like a blog, but better, and there's a free option too, without all the bonus content, but other cool stuff like this podcast, and submission opportunities, and exercises. Including a cat on my lap right now.